Petersfield's Shine Radio.
I'm Julie Butler for Petersfield Shine Radio, and I'm with Chloe De Cruz, and you're from Boppin Dance School. Now, last Tuesday, you were at Ramswalk with some of your dancers, I believe.
Yes, no, we went down to Ramswalk on Tuesday at 4:30 and they did a little performance, a sort of a 2.5 minute performance, just for the general public to enjoy, and it was really good.
Yeah, I should say I wasn't there, but I did actually watch it on Facebook, and it looked really good. So what sort of dancing does your school do? Is it, because that wasn't obviously the traditional ballet or anything, was it?
Yeah, no, so I try and mix up. My background is I was ballet trained. I went to Elmhurst Ballet School for 7 years, and then I went to Lane Theatre Arts for 2 years and graduated there with honours. And then I went into doing West End shows. So I did Grease, Fame, Saturday Night Fever, and West End. I did international tours. So I kind of, with that varied amount of training, I kind of wanted to create a dance school that didn't have that formulated hard nose, but had the specific training that makes you a fabulous dancer, and in a really, really fun way, and also all inclusive. So we do a range of ballet exercises and corner work and all sorts of stuff like that. But I vary the routines into contemporary or musical theatre or some hip hop. Although that's kind of like, you know, the last one that I do, but I do a lot of sort of musical theatre and contemporary based stuff.
Wow, I have to say, I'm really excited. You've got adult courses as well, I think. I did have a little look on the old website, and I could see that you'd run adult courses.
Yeah, no, we do adult classes, although I had to stop doing my adult classes because I now have 3 children. So on top of everything else. So I haven't ran my classes for about 2 years, but I do have the mums every now and again going, Chloe, are you going to start again? So hopefully when I have a show, I try and do like an adult number. Sometimes we have like the dancing dads where I get the wives to all nominate their husbands to join in as well.
Yeah, I mean, my background, I mean, I danced when I was started about 3-4 years old, like we all did. And what you've just said, it just sounds like it's really joyful, because I mean, I remember those ballet classes, I'm sure you do, where it's very regimented, Royal Academy, and you didn't have a hair out of place. So something like this must be much more exciting for the kids at your school.
Yeah, and I think it's that thing of being able to give them that kind of training with that kind of background, because lots of the kids don't want to do it professionally, but they do want to do it to keep fit and have socially and also performance wise. So this performance on Tuesday that we were doing is basically an opportunity for me to get my girls out there and performing to local people just for fun. So it's just really good for mental well health as well for the girls.
Is there any exams or anything that they take?
Nope, no exams. So we do like an open day at the end of each term, so all the parents get to come in and see how they've improved, and then I do a show sort of every year or year and a half, sort of depending, so that they get that kind of output. And then obviously these little performances, and we do sort of local events as well, like fates and stuff like that.
Okay, so if any of those, if you've got a real budding dancer that you think, gosh, they need to go further, would you just suggest that they went somewhere else?
So I suggest to my dancers, dance as much as you can, and you know, and do recommend going to other dance classes as well. But I also have an agent that I work with, which is Features Agency, and if there's girls that have got potential, then I work with them quite extensively and then push them through, so they then have an agent and an output if they wanted to do it professionally.
Great. And Boppin School, whereabouts are you based?
At TPS School on a Wednesday.
Know it well. And so if anybody was interested to come along and have a look and have a go, where would be the best place for them to look to do that?
Well, you can find me on Facebook. I'm Chloe Boppin Bell, or you can go to the website, which is boppin.co.uk, and it's got my email and telephone numbers, and they can just contact me that way.
Okay, that's brilliant. Any more? Are we going to see you popping up again in Rams Walk in the near future?
I hope so. Yeah, I'm hoping to try and use as a space to showcase as many numbers. I've got a show coming up next year, so I've got lots of numbers I want to showcase and build the children's confidence. So I'm hoping that we'll make a few more appearances as well.
That's great. I'll look out for that. As I say, I love dancing, so I will be really interested to come along to have a look. Thank you very much for your time. Thank you.
The Petersfield Seed Swap is your chance to plant some ideas for your garden.
Or on your allotment, Claire.
Of course, Steve. We'll be there to help you pick up some inspiration and advice.
And enjoy some specialist talks from experts.
Helia Bowling will be in town to help you start a cut flower garden.
And I'll show you how to plant an amazing veg plot.
Plant some ideas with us at the Petersfield Seed Swap.
It's on Saturday, the 9th of March at Winton House in Petersfield Town Centre.
And it's funded by the UK Government through the UK Shared Prosperity Fund.
And you'll find more details at shineradio.uk.
Happy gardening.